From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Arizona police have issued a picture of a man they believe may have been involved in yesterday's shooting rampage in Tucson. They're hoping to identify him. NPR's Ari Shapiro has details.
The sheriff's office says a second man may in some way be involved with the incident, even if not as a shooter. They have a photograph showing a man that police describe him as a Caucasian male, approximately 40 to 50 years old, dark hair, last seen wearing blue jeans and a dark blue jacket. Police are looking for this person. They say they don't yet know who he is, but they're describing him as a person of interest in the shooting.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. The alleged gunman is in custody. Six people are dead, 12 injured, including Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who remains in critical condition after being shot in the head. The FBI is working with local police on the investigation. Buzz Conover of member station KUAZ reports the local sheriff has close ties to Giffords.
Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik considers Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords a personal friend, and at a briefing following the shooting that left Giffords critically wounded and others, including a federal judge, dead, Dubnik's anger was not far from the surface.
I hope that all Americans are saddened and as shocked as we are. And I hope that some of them, or most of them, are as angry as I am and as a lot of us are. And I think it's time as a country that we need to do a little soul searching.
He went on to say that anger and hatred in the United States has become outrageous.
And unfortunately, Arizona, I think, has become sort of the capital. We have become the mecca for prejudice and bigotry.
Investigators still have not released a motive into the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Buzz Conover in Tucson, Arizona.
Another NATO soldier has died in southern Afghanistan, the fifth to be killed since Friday. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports roadside bombs caused all of the casualties.
NATO casualties have come daily since the new year began. Taliban insurgents have used ever more powerful bombs made from chemical fertilizer and other explosive materials that appear to come into the country from neighboring Pakistan. The bombs have been large enough to kill soldiers even in the Pentagon's newest and heaviest armored vehicles. NATO withholds soldiers' identities until after notifying next of kin, but French authorities said a soldier who died Saturday was theirs, killed in the relatively peaceful province of Kapisa, east of Kabul. Danish authorities announced they had lost a soldier to a bomb in Helmand province Sunday. U.S. officials say they have killed and captured hundreds of Taliban fighters in recent months, including leadership figures. But violence continues at its highest level since the war began more than 9 years ago. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Rioting in Tunisia has left at least 8 people dead as unrest continues for a fourth week. Rioters say they're protesting joblessness and other social problems. Tunisian officials call them extremists. This is NPR. Federal investigators examining failed equipment from the BP oil spill are rejecting complaints that some companies involved in the disaster are actually getting access to the suspect equipment. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports a leading congressman is asking for a review.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is overseeing testing of the blowout preventer that failed in April to stop oil from gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. The unit was made by Cameron International. It was lifted from the seafloor in September and is being tested at a NASA facility outside New Orleans. Cameron Computer Equipment and a company technician are involved in flushing out the device to prevent erosion. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board and Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Ed Markey say Cameron's participation could be a conflict of interest. A federal judge is overseeing the process. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Parts of the Deep South are getting a mixed bag of winter weather. Forecasters say a storm moving east toward parts of Mississippi and Louisiana could drop a mix of sleet, freezing rain, and rain, and the traffic could be snarled into tomorrow. Chris Hedge is with the National Weather Service.
It looks like the precipitation will fall initially as some light rain, but change over to sleet and snow in some places, and also a little bit of freezing rain.
Hedge says northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, and northeast Texas could get some snow. The NFL playoffs get back underway this afternoon with Kansas City hosting Baltimore and Green Bay at Philadelphia. Both of last year's Super Bowl contenders were knocked out of the race yesterday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.